Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
I want to thank God for bringing me back to Chicago from Ghana and to continue his work. We have a message for you today, and we title it, The Preaching of the Gospel is Unto Salvation. The Preaching of the Gospel is Unto Salvation. You know, last year, around August, I preached a message that we titled, The Word of God is a Seed. It is still on our website. You can download it and listen to it over and over. And that message was about the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. So today we are highlighting, you know, what the Lord said in that parable, and that will give us a ground to talk about the Word of God and the preaching of the Word. The book of Mark. Mark chapter 4. And the verse is 1 and 2. This is the situation where Jesus Christ have come to deliver a word or a message to the public. And it was around the sea, the seashore. So the word says that Jesus began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathering unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land, and he taught them many things by parable. So basically we have Jesus that have come with the word, and he had come right by the seashore. And where Jesus is, there is cloud. So people, because they want to listen to him, so they came, many came, and the Lord taught them. He taught them. But the interesting part of it is that the word is saying that he taught in parables. He taught in parables. If you have something important to tell people, usually what you want them to no, is to understand exactly what you have for them. So there is no need of trying to, you know, bring big English and that they will not understand, because you want to have your message across, that they have it in their heart. Now the public is just right here, multitude that are listening to our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus now has a message for them, but he is talking to them in parables. He's talking to them in parables. You know, the characteristic of a parable is that, you know, it depends on the person. It all depends on the person. You will receive it, everybody will receive the same word, but the interpretation or the understanding of the word is not the same. It's not the same. So if you want everyone to hear exactly the same word, the same insight of what you are saying, then you should make your statement extremely clear. Not in parables, but the Lord Jesus was speaking in parables to the multitude. So what was he saying? What was the message that he was teaching them? In Luke 8, and the verse is 11, the Lord said that the parable is this, that the seed that the man went forth to sow, that seed is the word of God. So the man went forth. A certain man went forth to sow a seed, and the seed that he sowed was the word of God. So when he have sown this word of God, there are four different places or four different people that receive the word of God. Because everywhere that the word falls, he was not preaching to animals, he was preaching to human beings. So the word was coming to different type of people, and the Bible recorded four different group of people. He said number one group of people is that the word fall on the wayside, And it is in Mark 4:4, he said, it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. So basically, the word reached certain person, and they couldn't keep the word because Satan came immediately and take the word away from them. It is very interesting that we have people that the enemy have access to their lives as his own door, as he has the key. He opens it as his will and he closes it as his will. This will not be your case in the name of Jesus. So this is one group of people. The second group of people where the word reached them is Mark 4:5. He said, some fell, the word fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. Now the explanation is this, is that, well, it fell on the stony ground. Jesus said, they on the rock, this is Luke 8:13. He said, they that fell on the rock or on the stony ground are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, they have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation, they fall away. You see, so this is another category of people. They receive the word in joy. Oh, the message was great. But as soon as they get home, something is awaiting for them. Something is going to happen to their lives. Maybe as soon as you get home, you have just, you know, received a message that your son has been rushed to the hospital. And as soon as you have heard that, your faith is completely gone. Basically, that's what he's saying, because he's saying that it is by what? It is by temptation that these people allow the enemy to come in and take the word away from them. It is interesting that the enemy is after the word. After the word of God. The enemy is after the word of God. So, second group of people, they can't keep the word because in time of temptation, something is going to happen to them and they will just let the enemy come and take the word away from them. Third group of people, in Mark 4 and the verse 7, he said some fell, the word fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and yielded not fruit. So now, the explanation is in Luke 8:13. Jesus Christ explained it this way. He said that, which fell, the word which fell among the thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and bringeth no fruit to perfection. So basically what he's saying is that these people are also receiving the word of God, but they are so mindful about the things of God, the things of the world, not the things of God, the things of the world. So they care about, and this one, and my car, and my house, and this, and that. So they can't keep the word because of this cares of the world. This is the third group of people. I'm just highlighting the type of message that Jesus Christ gave them. And the fourth group of people that received the word is in Mark 4 and the verses 8. He said, the word fell on a good ground. The word fell unto good people. And it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100. So now, even on the good ground, we still have categories of people. The fourth group of people are they whose hearts are open to the word of God. But they are not all the same. They have different levels. Some are receiving according to how they relate to God. So it is bringing forth 30-fold. Some are bringing forth 60-fold. And some are bringing forth 100-fold. Full measure. Full measure. According to the faith, let it be released unto you. So basically, this is what Jesus Christ taught them by the seaside. This is what Jesus taught them by the seaside. My question here, or what I'm really interested in right now, is what Jesus is going to say about his teachings. what he taught them. Now he has a reaction about what he said. So let's try and highlight those things that our Lord Jesus Christ said. So Christ's reaction after giving them this parable. Number one, Jesus made a statement that let us understand that when you hear the word of God and you can keep it, you are a blessed person. When you hear the word of God and you can keep it, you are a blessed person. The fourth category of people are the blessed ones, because these are the only ones that can keep the word of God. They heard the word, they kept it. And even when you are keeping it, there is a measure of how much you can keep. Some are keeping 30-fold, some are keeping 60-fold, and some are keeping 100-fold, so they lost nothing. And it is very true, because you are blessed simply because the enemy has no access to come and take the word away from you. You know what it means? It means that you are not into the things of the world. It means that the temptations, they will come, but you will overcome them. It means that you have nothing to do, as Jesus said. He said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. Satan has nothing in you. You are not like the type of the wayside where the enemy can come in at any time and do whatever that he wants. You know, we have people like that, and it is extremely dangerous to be around those type of people. The enemy has access to their homes at any time. Anytime. Devil does what he wants in their homes at any time, in their lives at any time. It shouldn't be like that. It is against the word of God. Until you make yourself available for the enemy to come to your home in and out without any resistance, there is nowhere in the Bible that says that God cannot protect you. This is the reason why, no matter how long it has been going on, when we stand before the powers of darkness and we tell them, in the mighty name of Jesus, now you have no power over this family. Be released in the name of Jesus. They have no choice. They have to bow. They have no choice. They have no choice. So Jesus said in Mark 4:9, he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. That is one. And in Luke 11:28, Jesus said, after he has given the parable, he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. That's exactly what he said. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. He that have ear, let him hear. He that have ear, let him hear. He that have ears, or he that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. So it is interesting. It is not everyone that is hearing the word of God that can hear. Basically, he said, he that have ears, let him hear. The people are just right in front of him, and they are multitude, and he's talking to them. And it's not like there were no speakers or anything like that for people to hear him. They were hearing him clearly. But the Lord was talking about something else. God, Jesus Christ, was talking about a spiritual ear that will be open unto what he was saying. People that will be able to keep the word. That's what the Lord was talking about. He made this statement after he has given the parable. You know, now, in Mark 4:10, interesting, he said, when Jesus Christ was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. It's interesting. You can imagine, multitude. Christ had finished giving forth the message. Some people followed Jesus Christ with the 12 disciples of our Lord Jesus. They came to a place where they was alone. They were alone. And then they are asking Jesus, Jesus, we need you to tell us the meaning of the parable that you have been given. Indeed, this is a clear confirmation that people didn't get it. Amen. It's a clear confirmation that what Jesus was talking about, it was a parable, that he wasn't sure that everybody will understand. Including the, you know, this, even the disciples, The ones, the 12 that were working, you know, working and walking with Jesus Christ, they didn't get it. Not just them. Some people have heard the word. Many have gone home. But a portion of the public also follow Jesus Christ. According to your faith, let it be given unto you. Amen. How much you thirst for the word of God, that is how much you will receive from the kingdom. They follow Jesus. Jesus, tell us the meaning of the parable. So, Jesus Christ in Mark 4 and the verses 13, Jesus, when he heard that, he said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will ye know all parables? So for Jesus Christ, it's like he has given the most basic principles of the kingdom of God. And the multitude didn't get it, including his own disciples and they that followed him after they have heard the word. So Jesus said, my goodness, you didn't get it. You did not understand what I just... So if you can't get this one, how can you understand the principles of God? If you don't understand these things that are basic, how can you worship God? How can you praise your God? How can you, you know, manifest the power of God? There are certain things that as a child of God, we need to have in our lives. There are certain things as a child of God, you need to understand. You need to understand. Why would someone show up in my dream and come and say that you are not part of their family, you can't save them? It wasn't me that was saving them. It was our Lord Jesus Christ. And I was part of our, you know, the family of Christ, but not his family. Because he's a principality and I'm a child of God. We have nothing in common. When I wake up in the morning, I remembered and I received that as a confirmation that indeed something definitely has been changed. Because I have been moved from darkness to the light and I will remain in that light forever in the name of Jesus. You see, when you are not with them, they know you. They know you. They know you. And you can tell in this parable, the enemy will walk into somebody's life, you know, just do what he wants to do and then just walk out at his will. Come in the morning, afternoon, evening, it does not matter. But now Satan himself is telling you that you have a problem. He has a problem with you. It is better for a child of God, it is better for you as an individual, for Satan to have a problem with you, or, you know, rather than Satan having no problem with you. When Satan has no problem with you, it means that you are already in his camp. You are already in his camp. He walks in and out. There is no protection against, you know, from your life against him. Somebody asked me a question. A lady that the Lord touched in a hospital over there in Ghana. She said, why is this happening to me? Because I know I'm a good Christian. And I told her, I said, why will this not happen to you or won't happen to you? Is it because you're a Christian that is the reason why you will not go through this type of temptation? You will. There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. So if it comes to you, it is because God had permitted it. If you have nothing of the devil, and the enemy has put something great in your life to crush your life, and you know that you stand right with Almighty God, that you are not part of them, it's just a matter of time, but the Lord God will deal with them. He will. He will deal with them. You see, but the problem is that the time of temptations, I have talked about this before, it is always very difficult. It's not easy. It's not easy. But the faithfulness of God is not the faithfulness of a man. When the Lord says he is faithful in the morning, he is faithful when it's raining, he is faithful on the, there is no traffic that is going to prevent God from showing up at the time that he needs to be there. basic principle to understand as a child of God. So now, Jesus Christ, after he has said that to them, in Mark chapter 4, this is very important. Chapter 4, verse 11 to 12. Jesus, he said unto these disciples, he said, unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. It is important. The message that is being preached is preached loud. It's preached to everyone. It is coming to the hearing of everybody, the public. But Jesus said, because they came to Jesus and asked Jesus Christ, said that, Lord, we didn't get what you said. Jesus said, how can you not get it? If you can't get this, then you can't get anything from the kingdom of God. Because this is like the basic principle of this kingdom. Now Jesus, that is, you know, the Son of God, the Spirit of the Father, at talk, he said, unto you, it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But they that are without it, we speak to them in parables. We speak to them in parables. So, the parables, apparently from what Jesus said, they are destined today that are without the things of the kingdom of God. Let me say this again. The people of the kingdom, the children of the kingdom, they will understand, they will hear the same parable and get the message. But they that are without the Spirit of God, they will hear the word of God and they will not understand it. So Jesus said, we talk to them in parables. You know, it's amazing. And I'm very much sure that you are asking yourself the same question. Almighty God, that does not want anybody to perish. Is God despising his people? Is God respecter of person? Absolutely not. God does not have favorites. Almighty God does not have favorites. There is no one that is the favorite of God. God loves everybody. This is the reason why he released our Lord Jesus Christ to come and die for them. He loves all religion, all people in all religion, even if they are not believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord is expecting that one day or another, they will make the right decision and come to know the light. Christ is not a respecter of person. So now, if you want to address, your message is just for a group of people in the public. The easiest way is probably, you know, have some kind of code or something and just have them, you know, come around. But now he's talking to the public. That's how it is. The preaching of the gospel, it is unto salvation. The preaching of the gospel is unto salvation. But before our Lord Jesus Christ comes, everyone will hear the gospel of Jesus. Everybody will hear the gospel. But you know what? As people are hearing the gospel, their perception and their receptions are not the same. They are not the same. And it is right here in Mark 4 and the verses 12. He said, we talk to them in parables that they may see. He said, we talk to them in parables that they, you know, that seeing they may see and not perceive. Seeing they may see but not perceive. Perception is a higher level of sight, according to this word here. They seeing, they perceive not. Or perceive. You can see and perceive, it means that you get it. And you can also hear, as he said here, you can also hear and then understand. He said, and hearing, they may hear. And not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Let me read the whole two scriptures again so we can talk about it a little bit. Mark chapter 4, the verses 11 and 12. Jesus Christ said unto the disciples, he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. So they that are receiving the word of God and can understand the word, something is channeled to them. The same word that some people receive, others are going to receive the word. They hear it, but they can't understand it. They hear it, and the word is not doing anything to them. It comes here in one year and going out from the other year, and then that's it. It's amazing how the kingdom of God works. God wants everyone to be saved, so that he delivered his word through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, why is it that the Lord is allowing certain people to see from his word and others even to hear and not understanding anything? Ask yourself that question, because somebody asked me that question before. As the lady said also, why will God allow me to go through this? She was vexed in her spirit, because she thought that she is a good Christian, that this thing should not come to her life. My goodness. The amazing part of it, we're going to have to continue this message for the sake of time, but you see, when he said, seeing they may see and not perceive, that's the verse 12 of Mark 4, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Lest at any, you know, so what is the purpose? I thought that the word that we preach, it was meant for salvation. So why is it that Jesus Christ is like, there is some kind of, you know, separation, or that people will be hearing the word of God and the word is not profiting them? It's like it's done purposely, but it is not. It is not. You know, let me just summarize a little bit over here, because I want to close here. But this is it. Take your own example. You have siblings, brothers and sisters, from the same parents. Sometimes we are even twins, like Jacob and Esau. The Lord made a statement. He said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Is God unrighteous? God forbid. God is not unrighteous. How come that you, among all the children of your parents, you are the only one that is following our Lord Jesus Christ? Look at your brothers and your sisters somewhere, roaming around doing their own thing, and call you, look at her, going to church, always going to church. You see, you are following Jesus, they are not. What is it about you that they don't have? The heart, the will of man is not something that God can override it. If you say you don't want Jesus, God will not force Jesus on you. If you pay more attention to the things of the world than believing in our Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God will not force his word on you. Matter of fact, I have always been saying this. I said, Jesus Christ is not going to prevent people from going to hell. Jesus Christ is not preventing people from going to hell. Why? Because the Spirit of God never forces himself upon nobody. This is what makes the difference between God and Satan. Satan has no time to ask you questions. Satan has no time to knock your door. When he comes and he wants to come in, he breaks the door. He breaks the door. But Jesus Christ, he's at the door knocking. And he said, if you are willing to open, Then I will come in. If you don't, he's still there. He will be waiting for you until one day you open that door. And if you decide not to open the door for the entire lifespan of your life and you die, surely ye shall go to hell. This is how the kingdom of God works. The choice, it is yours. The word is preached. It comes to us. How much we take out of the word, that is how much we are receiving. Thank you, my Lord. I will stop just right here. We will talk about this next week. The continuation. We will follow this next week to get all the details. Because there is power that comes out of it. And we have to make sure that we have it. In Jesus' name, may the Lord God bless you. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.